This is Morning Edition on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Emily Fox. The midterm election is happening on Tuesday, and Capitol correspondent Shayna Roth is here to give us more details on what you'll see on the ballot. First, let's talk about the ballot proposals. Remind us what they are.
So there are going to be three ballot proposals on your ballot this year. Proposal one deals with recreational marijuana, and essentially that would legalize recreational marijuana and then regulate it similar to how we regulate alcohol, so things like age and driving and sale and things like that. Proposal two deals with redistricting. This is probably the one that people are hearing possibly the most about, given that this is the grassroots group who sort of came out of nowhere and fought in the Michigan Supreme Court and all of this drama. This is the initiative that would change how the state draws its district lines and sort of hand that power, instead of in the state legislature, over to an independent redistricting commission. And then proposal three is all about voting access. And this would has actually quite a few things on it. In Michigan, it would allow for a secret ballot, straight party voting, automatically register citizens to vote. A lot of different voting-related things would be enshrined in our state constitution.
You did a story for NPR about the Prop 2, the redistricting proposal, and a part of the lead was we have one of the most gerrymandered state in the nation. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting sort of how we got to this point, but essentially what political experts say is that because Republicans were able to, about 10 years ago, they had, you know, total control of the process, they were able to just really draw those lines however they wanted. And what they did is they made it so that the Republicans, as far as congressional seats, would get 9 of those seats, pretty much a guarantee, although it's a tight margin, which is why you are seeing a lot of these races being toss-up races this year where there's more Democratic enthusiasm. So that plan might actually not work because they gave themselves an edge in 9 of those seats, but a narrow edge.
What are some under-the-radar races that you'll be watching out for next Tuesday?
Michigan Supreme Court. That is a huge one that people tend to forget about. I think this year, because we saw so much controversy with Brett Kavanaugh and with Donald Trump's picks for the U.S. Supreme Court, I think we're going to see a bit more attention to the states, to the Michigan Supreme Court. But that's one that I'm always focused on. And then I'm also, in general, going to be looking at races where there is a female candidate versus a male candidate. We're hearing a lot of talk about like a potential blue wave, and now they're saying, well, maybe that's not going to happen. Maybe it's going to be more of a red wave again. And I think that we're probably going to see more of a women wave this year. So I'm going to be looking at all of those races where it's a female candidate versus a male candidate up and down the tickets. And just to see, you know, are we going to get more female representation in our state and federal legislatures?
This has been a record-breaking year for campaign spending in some races. Tell us more about that and what you think that says about the state of politics right now.
Yeah, the governor's race is really on track to be the most expensive election, and that includes the primary, and part of that is weighted by Sri Tanadar, who put in millions of his own money. But we're also seeing record-breaking amounts of money donated by these special interest groups, and that to me is really significant because those are groups that want to influence our elections, and they're able to sort of skirt around the rules and find ways to donate unlimited amounts of money to influence our election. And that is going to have a huge impact, if they're successful, on policy in our state. And what it says is essentially politics, it's a game that can be bought and paid for. And that's really frustrating and really unfortunate in a lot of ways. It is, you know, a method of speech. However, we are really seeing people use their dollars and trying to influence our elections, and it's something that we need to constantly be mindful of.
Capitol's correspondent Shayna Roth, thanks so much.
Thank you.